The St. Louis Cardinals have won the National League pennant for the first time since 1987. They beat the Houston Astros 5-2. The Cardinals travel to Boston to take on the Red Sox tomorrow night in Game 1 of the World Series. Stan McNeil is managing editor of the Sporting News, which happens to be based in St. Louis, the site of last night's game. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's tear ourselves away momentarily from the promise of World Series Game 1 and talk about last night's game. You were at Busch Stadium. Tell us about that Cardinals victory.
Well, that was a game that you would expect to end almost like it did because these two teams were so evenly matched, and the Cardinal fans were very happy. I left Busch Stadium at least an hour after the game, and there were thousands of people still milling around the stadium, and the ones who had left, the horns were honking. You could hear them everywhere. There was traffic jams. It was very exciting here, as I'm sure it is in Boston. The game came down to Houston's best pitcher, Roger Clemens, facing the Cardinals' two best hitters, Albert Pujols and Scott Rolen. And the Astros, to a man last night, said that it just was one of those things. Roger made a good pitch to Albert Pujols, and Pujols still hit that for a double, and the next batter up, Scott Rolen, hit the first pitch for a home run, which Roger said wasn't exactly where he wanted it, but he left it there, and Rolen hit a home run, and that was turned the game around.
And how do the Cardinals match up against the Red Sox in this World Series?
This will be a very interesting World Series for two reasons. One is the difference in the American League and the National League. The American League has a designated hitter. The National League doesn't, so Boston, with the home field advantage, there'll be four of the seven games would be played in Boston. I think they have a bit of an edge because they have that home field advantage, and when they're at home, they have a very good hitter who they can use as the designated hitter, whereas the Cardinals don't really have their designated hitter. Is more like a bench player that is not quite as good as the Red Sox. And the first game will be a very good matchup because Tim Wakefield is pitching for the Red Sox, and he is a knuckleball pitcher, and the Cardinals are not very used to seeing knuckleball pitchers, so it'll be interesting to see how they can handle that very difficult, tricky pitch to hit.
And what are the Red Sox prospects for winning, actually winning their first World Series since 1918? That, of course, was when the curse began.
I think the Red Sox prospects are great. I think they have a little bit of a better team, mainly because their hitter, their hitting is a little bit better than St. Louis's. And at this point, the Red Sox pitching also probably gets a little bit of an edge against the Cardinals, although the Red Sox have just come through this tremendous series against New York, and it'll be interesting to see how they react tomorrow night. Will they just feel like they've done all they need to do, or will they use previous series against the Yankees is kind of a motivation to spur them on to four more victories?
Well, just briefly, just wonder if they're going in with momentum or exhaustion.
I think both. You know, I'm sure they're all exhausted, especially their pitchers. But if you talk to any player and on any team who's still playing at this time of year, they say that just the fact that they're in this situation just kind of gives them the adrenaline to keep going, and that the fatigue really doesn't come into play.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Stan McNeil is managing editor of the Sporting News, speaking from St. Louis.